Hey, wait, hold on a minute. You hear that music?
Yeah, I do.
You know what that means?
What?
It's time for movie reviews with the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show movie critic, Scott Barlow. Hi, Scott.
Hi, guys.
How's it going, Scott Barlow?
It's all right.
I thought it was called Seen Any Good Movies Lately.
Well,
now it's called
We're getting to that, because there's something, Scott, there's something I want to ask you.
Now it's called movie reviews.
Shut up, Rob. There's something I want to ask you, Scott.
It's pretty original.
Have you seen any good movies lately?
Yeah, I have, actually.
What have you seen lately, Scott?
Let's see. Tonight I went and saw Turbulence.
Turbulence? What's that?
That's the new big airplane disaster movie with Ray Liotta and Lauren Holly.
My girlfriend thinks Ray Liotta's hot.
Well, he's certainly vicious and scary.
Now who's Lauren Holly?
She's married to Jim Carrey. And
is she the redheaded chick from Picket Fences?
Yeah, that's her.
Okay, yeah, she's pretty hot, too.
She was in Dumb and Dumber.
So you got two really hot people in the movie.
Yeah, it's hot. It's boiling.
Is it hot?
And Ray Liotta's nasty. He's a strangling rapist kind of guy, and he takes control of the plane. And
you know, that the commercial I saw on TV looked incredibly dumb.
I didn't think it looked good either, but it's a quality action disaster kind of movie.
Okay.
Is it a date flick or a guy's flick?
It's a date flick because it's a guy battling a chick. You know, you might be able to work out some of your problems while you watch the movie. And the chick in the end, you know, kicks his ass. So you know, she's
so it's just like real life.
Yeah, you know.
Okay, Scott, have you seen any other good movies lately?
I saw The Funeral.
The Funeral is that new Christopher Walken gangster movie.
Yes.
But I understand it's not really as much about gangsters as it is about a dysfunctional family.
Well, it's, you know, they bring... It's very philosophical. They bring God into it. They question their existence. They're questioning their livelihood. They're killing people. They're chopping people's legs off. But it's good. Christopher Walken's twitching and sneering, and Christopher Penn's actually real good in it.
He's a fat guy, right?
Yeah, he's Sean Penn's fat brother.
Okay.
But he's real good in it, and Benicio del Toro's real good in it, and it's good.
The last Christopher Walken movie I saw was horrible. He played an angel gone bad.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that? What was that movie called?
The Prophecy.
Oh, that was horrid.
That was a piece of crap. But this is a quality film.
Okay.
Let me ask you something. Is The Funeral... Because between you and me, I already saw The Funeral myself. I went downtown and saw it the other night. Do you think that The Funeral will someday be called one of Christopher Walken's best roles?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't think enough people are going to see it. It's a small-scale movie. It's not being released in a big way.
Well, who's directing it?
Abel Ferrara.
Who's he?
He made The Bad Lieutenant and...
Well, The Bad Lieutenant was a gritty, mean, dirty movie.
Well, the guy makes gritty, nasty, mean, ugly movies.
But if it came to Cincinnati, how small of a movie can it be?
Well, that's true. I guess it wouldn't even make it here if it were that small, but...
My question to you once again, then. If enough people see it, will Christopher Walken in The Funeral be one of Christopher Walken's best roles ever?
No.
Why not? What else has he done?
Because he does good work in it, but it's no different than anything else he's done. I mean, he does his Christopher Walken thing.
Well, just between us then, there, Scott Barlow, movie critic, what are some of your favorite Christopher Walken roles from over the years?
The Dead Zone was a great one.
Didn't see that one.
Deer Hunter.
The King of New York?
Deer Hunter,
didn't
there you go.
Didn't see either of those two.
You saw The King of New York, didn't you?
Yeah.
Did you like that one?
That was an Abel Ferrara movie as well.
Oh,
that
was?
That was a pretty good movie.
It was a gritty movie.
It was gritty and tough. I didn't see it, though. Go ahead.
Let's move on. We're talking to Scott Barlow. He's the movie critic at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. What other movies have you seen lately?
I saw The People vs. Larry Flint.
Ooh, that's a very trendy movie.
Very trendy.
Well?
Overall, I liked it, but I think it's a bit of a whitewash.
They make Larry Flint look out to me like more of a hero than he really was. Really a sleazebag, wasn't he?
Well, they make him look pretty stupid, which is close to the truth. But they don't ever show you what's actually in that magazine, because if you've ever seen that magazine, it's repulsive. It's literally, it'll turn your stomach.
Are you talking about a particular issue or the magazine in general?
The magazine in general. I've seen maybe four or five issues.
Yeah.
Through my adult life.
And the first three weren't enough for you to get the message.
No, well, you know, I was a kid when I saw the first three, so I was real into it. But then I grew up, and I saw it, and I thought, oh, this is really gross.
Now, what's the report? Now, the trial was he set up a fake ad about Jerry Falwell having sex for the first time, and it was in an outhouse with his mother, and he had to kick the family goat out of the outhouse.
Yeah. Well, Jerry Falwell sued him over that. And won. And then later
won again, and then it got overturned, right?
Yeah, then later on, Larry Flint sued him for I can't remember what it was. I'm not sure how accurate the movie is as far as the case goes, because I don't know much about the case.
Well, was it a historically accurate movie, or was it a spoof?
Well, I just said I don't know. I don't know how accurate it is to the... It seems very accurate. I mean, the whole movie is basically this trial. And, I mean, it's not a real exciting movie. It's not as flashy as the previews make it seem, but it's entertaining and interesting to watch.
And what about Courtney?
Yeah, how's Courtney?
Was Courtney looking good?
It seems like she was born to do the role. I
naked?
Mean, I don't know.
Naked?
Yeah, she's naked.
Cool.
I don't know. She's pretty bony and skanky, though.
How's James?
She's a heroin addict,
how's
dude.
How's James Carville?
He plays Simon Lease. He's all right. He just rants and raves and does himself, basically, only as a crazy conservative.
Okay. What else have you seen?
I saw Palookaville.
Palookaville! That's another gangster movie that's showing down at the Repertory Cinemas.
Yeah, well, it's more like a wannabe kind of gangster movie. They want to be thieves, but they're just too darn incompetent to really pull it off.
Now,
you know?
Is this one worth the $5 or not?
Yeah, it's a nice movie. It's there's another movie that's basically the same thing called Bottle Rocket that's much better. Bottle Rocket's a really good movie, and I'd say rent that before you see Palooka.
How many of these damn gangster movies can you possibly sit
Scott Barlow is a gangster movie expert,
well, see,
and his favorite actor of all time is Robert De Niro.
There's a new trend.
Good.
You had all the gangster movies and all the big badass movies, and now you have the trend of movies about goofballs who want to be gangsters but can't quite do it, so I think they're really wringing this one for as much as they possibly can get out of it.
Okay. We're talking to Scott Barlow. He's the movie critic of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Any good upcoming movies that we should keep our eyes out for? Leslie Nielsen as Mr. Magoo or anything like that?
No, I'm looking forward to Gridlock. That's opening soon.
And there's a new Woody Allen movie coming out soon, too, where he sings and dances.
Yeah, I don't know. People either love it or hate it. I just don't know.
You got a video pick for us?
What about Gridlock? What is Gridlock?
That's Tupac Shakur's last movie.
Ooh,
with Tim Roth.
Ooh.
I saw a preview for it tonight. It looks really good, but you never know.
Did he have a big role or what?
Yeah, he's the star, him and Tim Roth. Are...
Well, since he just recently was murdered, I'm sure that ticket sales will go through the roof.
Probably.
Real quick here, video pick, go.
Video pick, let me think. I didn't have one, but let me think. The Young Poisoner's Handbook.
What's that?
It's a true story about a kid in England who poisoned his family.
That's a foreign movie, isn't it?
Well, if you consider England foreign, I don't really.
Well,
they talk English.
England is not America, so it must be a foreign movie.
There ain't no subtitles in it.
Duh. Okay. The Young Poisoner's Handbook. You recommend that movie. Is it funny or is it what? Is it serious?
It's darkly funny. Darkly comic, I think they'd call it.
Kind of like Eating Raoul, huh?
Well, I don't remember that one too well, but I guess.
Okay. Have you seen any good movies lately? We've been talking to our movie critic, Scott Barlow, on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, and we hope that you get a chance to go out and catch a few flicks this weekend.
And I'm going to ask you guys, because I don't know, should I go sit through Evita just so I can call and tell you how it is or not?
No, I don't know. It doesn't matter.
We're not going to reimburse you for your ticket.
You don't have to reimburse me, but do you think I should do it?
If you skip it, we won't hold that one against you.
Hey, there's always a chance you'll cop a Woody, though.
Hey. I don't think she's nude, though.
Okay, forget it then.
Skip it.
There's no shower scene?
I don't think so. She's just singing and prancing.
What about like a horseback riding scene?
She was pregnant while she made it. I doubt they'd make her naked.
Why not? Her body double.
Hey, true. But then it wouldn't be the real Madonna. Yeah, the real Miss Chichione.
It'd still be real wood.
That's true.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Save your money and buy us a couple copies of Hustler instead.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Nice talking to you, Scott.
It's Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. If you're looking to take out that special someone this weekend or just get drunk with your pals and catch a flick, we're the guys to turn to. It's the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, your full-service infotainment radio talk show.